On a recent trip to Queens, New York, I met an Israeli restaurant owner who told me that initially came to New York for 1 year to make some money and then go back. Now, 35 years later, he has a family in New York, and he didn't seem to be in too much of a hurry to come back to Israel. Today's study session is dedicated to him and those like him. In this week's Torah reading of Vayigash, the brothers of Yosef come down to Egypt because of the terrible famine in the land of Canaan, the land of Israel. They come before Pharaoh, the king, and they tell him, Lagor ba'aretz banu, we've come to live in the land. Now, the 17th century commentator, the Kli Yakar, explains that the verb they used, lagor, connotates to live like a ger, like a foreigner. In other words, they declared before the king, we've come for temporary residence. As soon as that famine is over, we're out of here, back to Israel. Now, if you take a reality check, and we look in the last sentence of this week's Torah reading, we see something starkly different. There it says, Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim. And Israel dwelled in the land of Egypt. Vayeyachazuva. And they acquired properties in it. The same Kli Yakar explains that the verb here, Vayeshev, means to live like a toshav, like a resident. And that they in fact took up permanent residency and acquired lands there. That's starkly different, quite an about face, from the initial intent of temporary residency. The Kli Yakar says that this last verse constitutes sharp criticism against Yaakov and his sons for what they did. Here are his words, but careful because they may hit you like a rock in the face. HaPasuk ma'ashimam al yeshivazu be'eretz lo lehem. The verse accuses them of dwelling as permanent residents in a land that's not theirs. V'kokach nishtaku shama ad shelo ratzu letzeit mimitzrayim. They settled in so snug that they no longer wanted to leave Egypt. Those are the words of the Kli Yakar. Now, what caused that about face from intent of temporary residency to, in fact, living there as permanent residents? In the 1800s, there was a German Jewish commentator, Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, and he offers a unique explanation. He says, the land where a person lives acts upon and influences the landowner, so that the land has a strong spiritual influence on those who dwell in it. In our case, the land of Egypt adversely affected the Jewish people so that they would forget their aspiration to return to the land of Israel. In our generation too, why should we remain targets of this harsh criticism by the Torah and the Kli Yakar? To the contrary, choosing to live in the land of Israel is choosing to be influenced by the holiness of the land and to keep our aspirations in line with the will of Hashem, the will of the God of Israel. So y'all come back home now, you hear? Shabbat Shalom from Beit El. Hey, if you haven't already signed up to Beyond the Four Amot, that's our weekly Torah Religious Zionist email list, then do so right here at the link or click below. Oh. Oh.